Theatre presents this unabridged recording of The Girl from Moscow, written by Julia Levitina and read by Madison Green. Ella and Vlad huddled together underneath the plaid blanket. The darkness smelt of the cigarette they'd shared at Patriarch's Ponds before creeping upstairs into Vlad's apartment. They hoped that Daria, the Zakharovs' housekeeper, wouldn't force them back to school. Vlad's shoulder pressed into Ella's. The transistor radio that Vlad's father had brought back from Japan splattered and hissed on her friend's lap like an untamed animal. Still, it was better for listening to the enemy's broadcast than the Soviet Spidola. Ella pulled the hem of her brown school uniform over her knees, aware of Daria's steps outside Vlad's bedroom door. They'd skipped the last class, which was sport anyway, so Daria shouldn't mind them being home a little early. As long as she didn't know, or pretended not to know, what they were doing. Trying to catch the voice of America through the clatter of KGB interference on the shortwave radio. They'd managed to capture the frequency on more than one occasion. Radio Liberty, too, and BBC, if they were lucky. "Do you think she knows?" Ella whispered. The radio's racket finally became intelligible. The announcer spoke about Solzhenitsyn and his book, The Gulag Archipelago. "I think she does," Vlad replied. "She thinks the neighbours might report us and my father will get in trouble. But he won't. He never does." Under the red and green woolen canopy, their breaths mixed. The illicit voices united them in a secret club. Ella felt her muscles tense. Every time they listened, she was scared, but she didn't want Vlad to know. "Could we get hold of the book?" Her whisper merged with the radio's hissing and Vlad didn't answer. The transmission became muddled and she leaned closer to grasp the words. What Solzhenitsyn had written couldn't be real. It was too horrible to be true. "Is this the kind of thing you talk about at your meetings?" Ella asked. A knock at the door made Vlad's knee jolt and the radio lost the wavelength. Only the clunk of interference reached them, and Daria's polite but persistent knocking. "Ella! Vladik! The dinner is ready!" Vlad sighed and climbed out from underneath their blanket tent set on top of his bed. She could bet it was Daria who made it up every morning as well as cooked his breakfast. Ella scrambled off the bed too, her head full of Solzhenitsyn's words. The early afternoon light seeped through the lofty windows, harsh after their self-inflicted darkness. At the overhang, the icicles melted and the water dripped onto the ledge. Vlad switched off the radio. "Don't tell Daria anything. She'll just worry." She held her index finger to her lips. The secret was safe with her.